Let me start by asking you a question. Do you really understand what motivates people? Or are you still trying to decipher and apply the Maslow or Hertzberg theories, but struggling? Motivational psychologists and researchers have in recent years discovered more about what motivates us than what we know from decades of past research. In particular, they've discovered that we're all born possessing three innate universal needs. The first need is for competency. That's being masterful at certain things. The second need is for autonomy, being free to make our own decisions and choices. And the third need is relatedness, being accepted, cherished, and even loved by others. Then as we mature, we add additional needs such as purpose, meaning, and yes, even money, possessions, and power. We sometimes even internalize these additional needs to such an extent that they transform from being extrinsic to intrinsic. So what motivates you? Before you attempt to answer that question, consider how you spend your time. For example, to understand what motivates you at work, take a typical day and examine what type of work draws you in and what type of work you tend to avoid. The work that draws you in does so because it meets your innate or intrinsic needs. It does so because you're achieving one or more of the following: either building a strength, experiencing freedom of choice, getting recognized by others, pursuing a purpose, experiencing a deeper meaning in your work, acquiring tangible rewards, and gaining or holding on to power. You can probably add more motivators to this list, but the seven that I just listed tend to be the main ones. They're a good starting point. Next question is, what motivates your team? If some of your team seem under-motivated or maybe even disengaged, then it's likely that one or more of these motivators is lacking in their work. You can gain insights on this by asking some simple questions. Is the work designed to give people the opportunity to build on their strengths, provide a high degree of control over how the work gets completed, provide sufficient, appropriate, and timely recognition for a job well done, contribute to a higher purpose, in particular the organization's mission, vision, or strategic goals, produce an output or outcome that has deep meaning for the person doing the work, reward the person doing the work with what seems to them a fair return for the value they produce, and finally, provide the person doing the work with opportunities for advancement. So there you have it. Seven key motivators that, when attended to, will energize you and your team.